You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our next guest joins us from Focus on the Family. I want to thank Robin Chambers for taking the time. She's the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Robin, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, we're going to spend some time talking about an event that our listeners should be familiar with. We've been announcing it for some time. It is Sea Life 24, and I like to remind the listeners, this is radio, so you can't actually see the title of the event. It has nothing to do with marine life. It is C-S-E-E Life 24, an event online that's happening Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m., and really encouraging our listeners to be a part of this. Focus on the Family, Robin, has partnered again with the Colson Center. Our listeners are familiar with the Lighthouse Voices events that they're doing as well. How did the collaboration happen?
Well, we actually we have a great partnership, a great relationship with John Stone Street. And about 2 years ago, well, actually about a year and a half ago, John did a chapel for us, and it so resonated, and it's based in Psalm 11. He said, if the foundations crumble, what will the righteous do? And that's our heart in our Advocacy for Children department. And kind of from that is, you know, we start talking a lot about, you know, Roe being overturned and the Dobbs decision and, you know, oh my goodness, what's happening now? And we just started listening to John, you know, talk about regardless of what's going on in the culture, regardless of the laws of the land, the righteous need to step up. And so from that, we started saying, you know, if we see life the way God sees life, we have to take action. And so partnering with John, and he will actually be one of our speakers at the Sea Life event and sharing that. And that really is our call for this event, is for Christ followers to get involved in their local pregnancy center and really be equipped to have these conversations.
Well, and we'd also remind our listeners, we'll try to do it more than once during this interview, to go to klyt.fm, and on the homepage there, you'll see a banner for Sea Life 24. Click on that and register to attend. Now, will those registering through that link, Robin, be watching the event live then?
Yes, there's two different ways. Actually, there's three different ways that your listeners can be involved. And I know Albuquerque is a little bit of a drive. I've done that drive myself, but they're welcome to join us in person. But if that's not an option for them, they can join us in the live stream. And so when they register, that link will set them up for that live event. And there's also a way for churches to be a host site and see the event live. But then if you have listeners who are not able to join us either in person or on the live stream, the simulcast will be available on our website post the event for a few weeks.
Okay. And so it is actually happening then at the Focus on the Family Welcome Center. Is that the venue?
No, actually it is in our main administration building in our chapel on campus. We have an absolutely beautiful building. And so we will have 1,200 of our closest friends in that room. We do have some overflow, so we're hoping for about 1,500 folks to be here on campus in person to see Amy Ford and Jim Daly and the Watsons and John. And then we have Danny Gokey as our musical guest. And so your listeners can watch online live for that event.
Well, okay, so... Squirrel, here we go to the side. Steve Ryman is a lifelong Philadelphia Eagles fan. And in spite of that and losing years ago to the Patriots and then beating the Patriots recently in the Super Bowl, really looking forward to hearing from a former NFL player, an NFL veteran, Benjamin Watson, who's the founder of Watson 7 Foundation. For those not familiar with the foundation, Robin, what can you tell them?
Yeah, Ben and Carson Watson are two of my favorite people on the planet. It would be really easy for someone with, you know, like you said, Benjamin's background, to kind of really be quiet on this subject, to be honest with you, because he is a very public figure. And he has allowed God to use him in that platform of being a former NFL player. And he and his wife, Kirsten, have 7 children, and they are 2 of the most pro-life folks you'll ever meet. But they do, I think using that foundation, they want to equip families. One of the things I love what Benjamin says is, and he says, families are the building blocks of our civilization, yet there seems to be a declining emphasis on family. And so that really is their heart. And equipping marriages and serving families, you know, how to be intentional, even in your parenting. And he and Kirsten do a great job. They have a podcast. They have really hard conversations. They talk to women that are men and women that are post-abortive and how they can find hope and healing in Christ. And so their heart really is just to come alongside families. And so that's what the foundation is for. And then I actually have met Benjamin, and they have such a heart for pregnancy centers. And he and I and Kirsten visited a pregnancy center when he was playing for the Saints. Or no, he was actually with the Ravens, pardon me, when he was still in Maryland. And so that really started a relationship of, hey, Robin, how can we continue to support pregnancy centers? And so having him with us for the event, your listeners will be able to hear his heart for those men and women that are on the front lines every day in those centers.
Oh, so much looking forward to hearing from Benjamin. And now, did you say his wife will be speaking as well, or just in attendance?
Yes, she'll be speaking as well. And Kirsten does a wonderful video. You can find it on YouTube, talking about the rhetoric from the pro-choice side of My Body, My Choice. And she is very winsome, but she's also very firm, and she does not shy away from the truth when she says, I've had 7 children. Trust me, this is my body. That was not there, my body. But she does it in a way that really supports women. And I love the fact that she doesn't shy away from the fact that God made us to be those life bearers, if you will. And she just has a great way of reaching women who are kind of in that space of, well, I want my rights, and I want to be empowered, but I don't know how I feel about abortion. And she is just a wonderful speaker as well.
Well, looking forward to that as well. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Robin Chambers. Robin oversees, is it Vice President of Advocacy for Children? Is that right? At Focus on the Family?
Yes, that's correct.
We are talking about Sea Life 24, a pro-life event that is happening on June 15th online and at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs. And as you mentioned, if people register and can get into one of those maybe first 1,200 registrations and be on campus at Focus on the Family. It is a little drive north on I-25 from Albuquerque, but believe it or not, would not be surprised if some of the KLYT listeners took up Focus on the Family on the invite. But regardless, it's available online as well. And there's other great guests. Amy Ford, we were talking about off the air, who's going to be part of this, president of Embrace Grace. What can you tell us about this organization?
Embrace Grace is an organization that really came out from Amy's personal story. And because she's public with this, I can share this. Amy had an unexpected pregnancy at age 19 and actually had made an abortion appointment and had a panic attack and passed out. And this was just a God intervention. A sweet nurse at the center, or at the abortion provider, said, "You're too emotional. You cannot make this decision today." And so went out and talked to the father of the baby, who is now her hubby of many years. They have 4 children, and their oldest son, the one she was unexpectedly pregnant with, Jess, is just a delightful young man and serves in the pro-life community as well. And so, but they were shunned by their church. And so that really, Amy said, that kept us from church for many years. We felt like we were just these horrible people, and we must have sinned so desperately that God could never forgive us. So from that experience, Amy really felt the Lord calling her to start something that would really equip churches on how to have that, maybe a different experience when someone comes to them And as God is so faithful in doing, that young man who really rejected them, asked for their forgiveness years later, and that relationship has been restored. But because of that, churches now have an opportunity to learn how do they respond to that young woman in that situation. And so they do what they're calling Embrace Grace groups. And I love this. There's older women in the church who come alongside these young mamas to be and really start supporting them in that journey of momhood. And I love that because, and I laugh and I said, I think that's scriptural. I think it's in Titus, you know, that the older women are supposed to mentor the younger women. But it's a great way for churches to learn how they can have those really hard conversations with the young women in that situation.
I love the mission and vision of this ministry. My wife and I were recently at a banquet supporting local CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and their president and CEO, Roland Warren, was talking about a couple of things, one of them being exactly what you're talking about. You know, often, now listen, people who choose to have abortions, they're responsible for their choices. However, often part of the choice is made based on what you just mentioned, is the fear of how they'll be received in their church community and how important it is for us to embrace those that are choosing life, in spite of things that have had unexpected pregnancy, you know, all the things that have really almost created a wall between the church and members in the church that need that grace, need that love. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, often it seems, Robin, like when there's an unexpected pregnancy like this, in the church especially, it's like blood in the water. I mean, it's just, we need to be prepared for how we will respond in circumstances like this to represent Christ and lift up the body and really, you know, not be someone who might, you know, through our actions, cause someone to make the wrong choice. And the other one is when people have had abortions. Boy, I tell you, the CareNet Pregnancies of Albuquerque, I just love how clear it is to me that the love that they have for the clients that walk in their doors, it's unconditional. You know, whether they choose life or they, you know, leave and come back later after an abortion, they're there to share the love of Christ. And that's, I have to imagine part of the See Life 24 is going to be clearly communicated.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, Steve, you're right. The pregnancy centers that we've worked with for, goodness, nearly 47 years, Focus has been in this battle from our inception. This is, you know, something near and dear to Dr. Dobson's heart. And now Jim Daly, you know, has just taken up that mantle. And he and I have had lots of conversations about how do we continue to communicate to men and women that have had an abortion decision in the past, that there's hope and healing in Christ, and not have that the spirit of judgment or the spirit of condemnation. You know, and I often say women already have guilt and shame from that decision. And the worst thing we can do is add to that. Can we be the place that is a safe place? Can that church be the safe place for her to find that hope and healing? And, you know, of course, we know that that comes from Christ. But how do we communicate that in a way that she does feel welcomed and she feels safe to have those really difficult conversations? But then it turns her to the very person who created her life.
Yeah.
And we want her to see her value as well. And, you know, one of the things we say with the See Life event, circumstances don't dictate a person's value. That comes from who we are in Christ. How do we communicate that to people who've had that decision in the past?
Well, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Robin Chambers. She's the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Robin, can you stay with us through a break?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break and come back and let you know more about the Sea Life 24 event coming Saturday, June 15th at Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs and online. You can attend and register for the event. Go to klyt.fm, click on the Sea Life 24 banner and find out more. We'll come back with Robin after the break on ABQ Connect. Well, we're back visiting with Robin Chambers. She's the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. We're right in the middle of a conversation about an upcoming event, a free event for you to attend either in person in Colorado Springs or online. Go to klyt.fm, click on the Sea Life 24 banner there, and then to get registered for this June 15th event, it'll be at 6 p.m. that Saturday night. And we've already talked about some of the guests, Benjamin Watson, former NFL player and founder of Watson 7 Foundation, Amy Ford, president of Embrace Grace, will be one of the speakers. And you mentioned Jim Daly and his involvement, of course, from Focus on the Family. He'll be speaking. And earlier in our conversation, Robin, we talked about collaboration with the Colson Center on this event, and John Stone Street, the president of Colson Center, will be speaking as well. Do you know specifically what topic he'll be addressing?
Kind of the why. John is such a prolific speaker, and when he does the Lighthouse Voices, I love the fact that he gets a little energized, use that word, because he's so passionate about this subject. And so being able to have John kind of set the tone for the entire evening of why, as Christ followers, should we be involved in this? It's really easy for people to assume that abortion is political. And John does a great job of saying, no, this is a heart issue. This is a spiritual issue. And churches need to rise up to that. And so I'm excited. John is one of my favorite speakers we have at Focus, and I think he'll do a great job of just setting that tone of why it's so important for us to be involved and to be that voice for what we really call the most vulnerable among us, and that's women in that unexpected pregnancy. And so I'm excited to see John kind of kick us off for the evening, and then it'll go into just some wonderful speakers, as you mentioned earlier.
And part of the event actually will include music, and the organizers of the event, they didn't hold back. They got some good stuff coming.
Yes, we have Danny Gokey. And for those of you who have heard that name but not sure where you heard it, he actually was on American Idol, came in third place, and Danny has a great testimony. Unfortunately, lost his first wife to a disease. And so he sees life and sees how valuable it is and how quickly life can change. And so we're super excited. Danny will be with us. He'll open our event right after John, and then is actually doing what we're calling a mini concert. So 30 to 40 minutes of just worship with Danny and the folks who are going to be here. And he has just been amazing to work with. We're super excited about him being here.
Well, as you mentioned earlier in our conversation, John Stone Street, the president of the Colson Center, will be talking a little bit about, the why it's important that the KLYT listener get involved and be supportive of local pregnancy centers here in New Mexico. And now KLYT broadcasts to Las Cruces, Portales, Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, most of central New Mexico. So we really hope to reach a lot of listeners with the information about Sea Life 24, the online event Saturday, June 15th at 6 p.m. Register by clicking on the banner at klyt.fm. But let's talk, Robin, a little bit about that urgency, especially here in the state of New Mexico.
I think the urgency comes from, once the Dobbs decision was reached and Roe was overturned. I mean, it'll be 2 years in June that happened. I think when it went to the state level, which we knew it would, we actually talked about it here at Focus on the Family prior to that decision ever happening, of what would it look like if Roe were to be overturned and it goes back to the states and then the states get to kind of dictate. So, Steve, as you know, New Mexico and Colorado have become abortion destination states, as I mentioned earlier. And so that's the urgency. We want women to understand that there is time. There's time for them to go to one of the pregnancy centers. And, you know, you and I were talking off air, Focus on the Family has worked with CareNet of Albuquerque for years. We've done several of their We've worked with CareNet of Albuquerque for years, done several of your ultrasound machines and your nurses trainings. And that center really is on the front line of having these life and death conversations every day. And so that's our goal. That's our really our urgency to work with pregnancy centers so women know that they're honestly that they can go someplace and have true medical care, true health care. And those decisions don't include ending the life of their child. And so that's the urgency. That's why we continue to do our Sea Life events. You know, we started that 5 years ago in New York City, is just to raise awareness that life is precious and life needs to be protected. And so that's the urgency that Focus on the Family feels every single day when we come in and say, hey, what else can we do to support pregnancy centers across the United States?
Yeah. And as you mentioned, in Colorado and New Mexico, the battle continues. Our governor allocating $10 million towards an abortion clinic just over the border in southern New Mexico, which is why we see, you know, I'm assuming why we see, along with the ease of abortion in New Mexico, but, you know, just the location, seeing so many people coming from Texas into New Mexico for abortion. So the other I want to touch on, you mentioned Focused on the Family working with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque with the ultrasound machines. And this won't be new news to you, Robin, and hopefully not to our listeners. I've mentioned it a couple of times, regularly having CareNet in studio and the statistics that come up. So the statistics that I'm aware of, over 80%, maybe close to 85% of women considering an abortion who have an ultrasound at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque choose to not have an abortion. And you know, you've already seen the sports enthusiast in me talking about the Eagles and Patriots. But no, where I go with this, you know, I grew up playing baseball. And if I'm a coach who's got a player who steps up to the plate. Now, Hall of Fame batters, you know, they'll hit 400. When you've got a batter who's hitting over 800, you want them up to bat as often as possible. So the urgency of getting women and their men to CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque, and hopefully getting to an ultrasound machine where you have an 80 to 85% chance of saving a life. Was I accurate on the stats?
Well, to piggyback on your sports analogy, you just hit a home run. That's one of the things that we've said with Sea Life. We are really, our call to action for that entire event is, hey, church body, Big C Church, get involved at your local pregnancy center. And I'm not being dramatic when I say they really truly are on the front lines of life and death decisions every single day. They need our support. They need our church's support. That's why it's so important to have these events where we can equip the church to say, hey, there's a local pregnancy center close to you. Find out how you can support them. First and foremost, pray. Pray for those men and women, and pray for the women who come in there every day that they see, but get involved. And so another sports analogy, get off the bench, get involved and do something. So
I love it. Robin, before we put a bow on our conversation, anything left unsaid, I'd be bummed if we disconnected and there was something more you had to say.
Oh, I said it earlier, but I feel like it needs repeating. This is not a political issue. This is a heart issue. This is a spiritual issue. We know that Satan is a defeated foe. His time on this earth reigning will end, and we know how that ends. But in the meantime, what he does is he goes after the most precious who are made in God's image, and that's those preborn babies. And we have to stand in that gap for those lives.
Very good. Well, Robin Chambers, the Vice President of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family, thank you so much for your time. It was an open door invite. We'd love to have you on anytime.
I would love to come back anytime. And Steve, thank you for your partnership and helping us get the word out. Together, we can do more.
Yeah. And the word is Sea Life 24, a free event, whether you're attending in person at the Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs on June 15th. That's a Saturday at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. It's a free event online as well. Focus on the Family, along with the Colson Center, bringing speakers like Benjamin Watson, from a former NFL player, but founder of the Watson 7 Foundation, Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, Amy Ford, president of Embrace Grace, John Stonestreet, president of the Colson Center, and of course, Danny Gokey, a Grammy-nominated artist that will be performing at the event. Go to klyt.fm on the homepage there, right at the top of the page. Just click on the link for Sea Life 24 and get registered and be in attendance. Robin, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, and thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.